We're going to start our Haggadah journey together, preparing for Pesach. Just for now, we'll see. I brought in the Haggadah as an example to show you, demonstrate to you some of the Haggadahs that we have out there that maybe you'll enjoy using, and I'll give you a piece from each one of those Haggadahs just to better understand how it works and the style of it. Before we get to Magid, which most people usually talk about is Magid, as we know, it goes Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid. So most people start with Magid right away. Most people do. And it makes sense. That's the discussion we have in learning over our discussion, the details, the fathers teaching their children or the grandfathers and grandchildren. So we're going to discuss today a little bit about one of these pieces. But we'll start before we get to Magid. We'll start with Yachatz. So I actually took this from the Haggadah. Again, I mentioned to you all, I'll show you different Haggadahs in the course of the next few days, next week and a little bit. The Haggadah I took from this one, this piece is from Pilpulei Harifta. Looks like this. The style of this Haggadah, as you see him do right now, is he'll ask questions on the Haggadah that you probably yourself could ask and think of as well. Some we'll discuss before we even get to the pieces, where you'll see those questions being brought down yourselves. And what he usually does, he brings down Gemaras, not related to that topic, to try to address the answers to those questions. So it's very interesting. Again, I have for you over here on the sheet, looks like this, with the Yachatz as the top one. These both are pieces of the Harifta. We're only going to do the first one inside, but you can see the second one as well. He brings down Gemaras as his means of answering the questions that he has, not in the Gemara, but in the Haggadah, and he'll use the Gemara as a service to help us understand it a little better. Again, it's more a drush than it is actual practical halacha. He's not really quoting so many Rishonim. He's more quoting the Gemara than using them as a springboard for a discussion. So in the Sefer Pilpulei Harifta, he asks the following question. By Yachatz, it says, Yachatz yikach ha-matza im tza'it v'yibtza'en al-shnayim. I'm reading right now the top of this source. He's quoting the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. You take the middle matzah, you say en l'shayim, you break it into two. Botzeh means to break. You break it into two pieces. V'yitein chatzeh, etc. You put one half and one half. So the second half, the bigger half, lafi komen. This is according to Shulchan Aruch, Orachayim, Simon Tuf, Ayin Gimel, Siv Vav. Just as an aside, it's very helpful when you get a Haggadah, try to find a Haggadah that has halachas in it also. Because as you're going through the Haggadah, it's nice to learn in advance before you do everything. Or even a Haggadah that it has, as you're about to get to that part, the halach, what you do there, so you know what to do while it's happening. Oftentimes we just kind of like, we're not sure what's going on. So to have a Haggadah that has in it, step by step, either in advance, it has the halachas, you can learn the halachas in advance. Spend 15 minutes doing Hilchos, Pesach, mostly about the Seder. And then the rest of the time, maybe the other half hour you give over to it, learning Vort Lach and Drushas on the Haggadah, either for yourself, so you better understand it, or to share with the table. During that part of the Gada, or maybe during the Shulchan Aruch part, whatever it is, your call. Okay. L'chora ro'i l'sim lev l'avin. What does that mean?
It seems that fit to place your, having attention. Understand it?
Very close. L'chora, apparently, it's appropriate to pay attention. L'sim lev, and to understand, l'ama mechalkim davkos ha-matza im sa'is l'shnayim, v'nos m'chatzi echa l'afi komen. Why is it that we choose to dafka, we split the middle matzah, and the half of that middle matzah goes to afikomen ma kesher. What's the connection to the middle matzah being split dafka? We have three matzahs. Again, usually we have lechem mishnah. We'll see on for most people they have three matzahs, not only two. We break the middle matzah. Why are we makbid to do that? V'nir li yashiv v'laseis tam l'shvach amash mechalkim dafka as a matzah emtsais. It would seem that it's logical, there's a reason, and it's l'shvach, it's a very praiseworthy reason as to why we split the middle matzah. One of the commentaries in Shulchan Aruch is a Ber Hetev, and there he writes as an explanation on this, on the halacha, found in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph, the name of the Ari, as to why it is that we have three matzahs. That's all he says. The Arizal says mechuvanim. It's directed. It's connected. It's corresponding to the mechuvanim, the kavana, the intention of having three matzahs. It's representing three of us: Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Which means that the Arizal, it's Mitam Kabbalah. Mitam Kabbalah, the reason why we have three matzahs, which we know we have. Some say it's Kohanim, Levi, Yisraelim. We have here, it's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Different people of different drushes, why we have three different matzahs. So we're splitting Yitzchak. Why Yitzchak? Is that a good thing to split Yitzchak? Is it a praise to Yitzchak we split him? Is it a shvach? Is it a genai? What is the reason why we split Yitzchak dafka? So he quotes now, as I mentioned to you before, the way he the way his style of drushes is, that he'll quote for you Gemaras to better understand, again, not related to our sugya, I say, but he tries to correlate it and understand it din behind it. Again, I recommend highly to follow, to take notes, to share with your family certain parts. Yachatz, no one speaks about Yachatz yet, so this will be, you kick off the evening with a very nice drusha. That will not be when everyone else in your family, I'm sure many people, I hope people speak in your family. If not, then you'll start off with a bang and yachatz, which is before most people start speaking, based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Isa of Mesech, Shabbos, that pay testament days. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. My dichse, what does it mean when it says in Yishaya? Ki ata avinu, you are our father. Ki Avram lo yadanu, v'Yisrael lo yekirenu. Avram doesn't know us. Yisrael, meaning Yachad, doesn't recognize us at all. Ata Hashem avinu goalinu ve'olam shemecha. You are Hashem, our Father. You redeem us forever, is your name. From Yishaya. So what does that mean? The Gemara in Shabbos says the following. It's a quote of the Gemara. La'asid lavo is a beautiful idea. La'asid lavo yomar lo kodesh baruch hu la'avram. In the future, Hashem will say to Avram, Banecha chatuli, your children have sinned against me. Amar lefanav, Avram says back to Hashem, Nu, Ribono Sholom, Yimachu Akdush Hashemecha. Destroy them for the honor of your name. Your children sinned against you. Destroy them. Teach a lesson to the world. Amar Amar Leli Yaakov. Says Hashem, you know what? Let me go to the last Av. Let me go to Yaakov. Maybe he'll have a better response than Avram did. Davalay Tsar Gidol Banim. After all, Yaakov had a lot of Tsar Gidol Banim, which means he went through a challenge of raising his kids. As we know the stories of the inner fighting they had, losing Yaakov, losing Shimon for a little bit of time, Binyamin being taken for a little bit of time to try to get the grades back and Shimon back. There was a lot he went through in his lifetime of raising his children. Maybe he'll be able to try to defend him a little more. Esher debai rachmi alayu. Perhaps he'll ask from rachmim upon them. Amrlei. Again, Hashem says to Yaakov, Gemara and Shabbos, not pay test in the base. But nechachatu, your sons have sinned. Amrlefana, ribon sholem, yimachu akdush hashemecha. So get rid of them. In honor of your name, if you think they did something wrong, so destroy them if they deserve it. Hashem at this point seems to be slightly exasperated. Amar lo b'sabi taima, not with the elder, which is the Avram. Is there logic? V'lo b'dardaki eitza, not with the young one, is there advice, referring to Yaakov. Meaning Avram, if you knew, the Saba doesn't have a pshat to save them. The young one, Yaakov, is not giving guidance how to save them. So Hashem turns to the third, the middle of the Abbas. Amar lo Yitzchak, banecha chatuli. Says Yitzchak, your children have sinned against me. Now keep in mind, Yitzchak, in our stories in Brachos in general, Yitzchak is the quietest of the Abbas. He plays a much more minor role of the Abbas. You have Avram, who brings us to the table. Yaakov, who's got much of the stories of Brachos, the second half written all about him and his journey and his family. And Yitzchak kind of like is a bridge. He's not really so involved in many areas. He kind of follows out what Avram does. But here, Yitzchak comes to the plate. But nechachatuli, Hashem says to Yitzchak. Amar lefana, ribono sholom. Banai v'lo banecha. What, they're my kids, not your kids? What are you coming to me for? You don't have responsibility for them? B'shashik dimu lefanecha, nasa v'nishma. Karash lem, b'ni b'chori. At the time when they said first, hikdimu, when they said Naseh before Nishma, that's why you called them. Again, earlier on in the story in Shmos, when you talk to Moshe, tell Paro, Bini Bechori, my firstborn children, that's why you said them as your children. That's why they earned the title, even though Hashem referred to them earlier as Bini Bechori. That's when they earned the title of Bini Bechori Yisrael, my firstborn child Yisrael. All of a sudden, now you're ready to drop them? You call them Banim also, okay? Ein Achanami. It's true, they're my sons as well. But they're also your sons. Achshav b'nai v'lo b'necha, says the Gemara in Shabbos. Yitzchak says to Hashem, now they're only my sons, and you dropped them, they're not your sons anymore. V'od, and furthermore, let's analyze the situation a little more clearly. Kamachatu, just how much they actually sin in the first place. Kamashosav shel Adam, how long does a person live for in the world? Shivim Shana, he's alive for 70 years maybe. Again, obviously, you know this is from Tehillim. Shivim Shana, in the Gvuro, Shmonim Shana. Maybe they're really healthy. They even live to 80 years. But let's say an average person lives to 70 years. That's not nowadays, Baruch Hashem, live longer usually. But the person lives 70 years. Dal Esrin Dala Nashta Alayu. You can knock out, take away.
Not that much longer.
Nowadays? Yeah.
78.
Okay, so that's more than 10%, more than that. So take away, Dal means take away. Take away 20 years. They don't get punished for. Now, what does it mean they don't get punished for? There's an idea that in Bezin Shalmat, my wife actually questioned me yesterday, actually. In Bezin Shalmat, so we are punished and judged from the age of 13 years old. 13 years old, you commit a crime, you brought the Bezin. If you were 12 plus, you wouldn't be ready to Bezin. We hit 13 already, you brought the Bezin. You could violate Shabbos at a certain age and be completely clear, at least in Bezin Shalmat. And when you hit the age of 13, a month later, a day later, you could be killed for that crime. Bezin Shalmat. But Bezin Shalmala, it's only at the age of 20 that you actually start being judged and expected to be held accountable for your actions when you're 20 years old. So he says,
so we're still good.
Basic Shamal, you're still good. Yeah, you're still good. You have another year plus probably for some of you even, to get it all out now. Okay.
Now that I know that.
Sing it later. Sing about it later. How much is it in the first place? Man is alive for 70 years. Dal esrin lo nashta layu. Take away. Dal means subtract. Subtract 20 of those years. Lo nashta layu, that you're not punished for those 20 years. Because we based in Shalmala, I said already, he's not punished for 20 years. The first 20 years of our lives, if you have kareis or anything else that you may have done, the based in Shalmala didn't catch you on. Based in Shalmala is going to hold off on that punishment. Pashul hu chamshin. We're remaining now with 50 years. Which part? Well, we didn't get that yet. Next part. Dal Chafhei, did they lose? Chafhei is 25. It's a gematria. We mentioned in the Pirkei Avos today, the gematria is either parash or chachma, it keeps your mind sharp. So we have 25. Chaf is 20, Hei is 5. 25 years, did they lose? Now, this is ironic, because nowadays I would imagine most people do their bad things at nighttime, probably. But back then, when it was out without electricity, nighttime comes, you basically go to sleep. You have a little light you carry with you. Maybe you light a little candle. You have a little lantern. But most people were up in the daytime, which means at nighttime they would go to sleep. And therefore, we don't count that towards their record. They're probably sleeping through the night for the most part. So therefore, Dal subtract 25 years of Leilusa, Pashlu Chafei, we have remaining only 25 years left. And those 25 years, they maybe have criminal time, daylight hours, when a person, again, back then, we were more inclined to be awakened to do things wrong. Dal tarti sari upalaga. Tarti sari means 12. Tarti, 2. Sari, 10. 2, 10, 12. Upalaga, and half. 12 and a half. I mean, half that time, take away. Why? Because they're doing basic things. The tsluye, the davening, umechal, they're eating, udubesakise, they're going to the bathroom. Meaning, they're spending their day, half their time is spent doing basic needs of either basic service of God, like davening. By the way, it's amazing here, even he's looking at the most basic person, even who's a bad person, is davening. It's pushing your davening. To not daven is like not even a thought. People don't daven. It's like, you know, are you Jewish? It'd be crazy not to daven. So over here, just a little bit Musar Haska for all of us, as we go through our own struggles and work in our own tefillahs. Everyone davened back then. Even the people who are the chatayim, the chotim, davened back then. So he says, half the time they're awake in the daytime, they're doing basic needs. Bathroom needs, eating needs, prayer needs. Knock off 12 and a half at that time. So what are we left right now? Pashlu tarte saryo palga. We're left now with 12 and a half years. It's all that's left. They only sin for the amount of 12 and a half years consecutively. But out of 70, it's not so much. It's what, it's a quarter? Less than a quarter. It's about 20%. Approximately. What's that? First 20, because in Shemayim, they're not held accountable for their actions until they're 20 years old. So now cut the next half, we're down to 12 and a half years. Says Yitzchak, Im atah sovels kulam mutav. If you will sovel, which means you'll tolerate All those, great. V'im lav, and if not, palga alai upalga lecha, says the Gemara in Shabbos. Let's split it 50-50. I'll take half on my shoulders, you take half on your shoulders. The middle matzah, therefore, is split. Because we remind ourselves that Yitzchak split it. He gave his argument to God's Baruch Hu. U'me'atza, yuvan heteiv, masha cholkim et matzah mitzistavka. And now, it's well understood why we split the middle matzah davka, specifically. Yan, because she connected Yitzchak. Shetan, palagan alai, upalagan lecha. Because Yitzchak claimed, hey, half will be on me, and half will be on you. Lahamtik hadin, me'al Yisrael. What's lahamtik? Like matok. Sweeten the deal for us. I mean, we were right now being brought to task. Hashem had questions. Should I even keep Klal Yisrael around anymore? Obviously, he knew he was going to, but he needed someone to defend us. And Avram didn't, and Yaakov didn't. Now, why they didn't is a great question. Excellent question. I'm going to give Shai one minute why they didn't. But Yitzchak came to the plate, and he did. He defended. And for that reason, the middle matzah is broken. Lazem mechalkin is hamatzah im tzaishi connected Yitzchak. There's a reason we split the middle matzah, which, as we said, our Rizal says the matzah is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The middle matzah is Yitzchak. Split the Yitzchak matzah to enlighten, to inspire, to remind Hashem of the zechus of Yitzchak, the one who was brought up as a sacrifice. Akedas Yitzchak, l'malteinu mikol ra, to spare us from all sin. So as we sit around the Seder night, and we know we do things wrong, and here we are, thanking the Baruch Hu for saving us and sparing us, maybe it would dawn on us, on our parents, on our siblings, on our friends, and our families that are around us, who are we to get saved right now? We read about Magid, the story of the Haggadah, of how we kept the certain things that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we were zochet before miracles on our behalf, and maybe look around the table and wonder, if I was there, what would happen to me? Would I be deserving of being saved? As a matter of fact, if you remind yourself for a minute, 80% of Klal Yisrael didn't make it out of Mitzrayim. Because we left chamushim. We left, really means armed, but according to Chazal, it means a chomesh. A fifth of us left only. 80% of us died in Mitzrayim. Maybe you say, who am I? Who would I make it out or not? So those 20% made it out. From that point forward, we're now, the future Klal Yisrael is 20%. And later on, from those 20%, we have people who come out and are going to be sinners. We're not all wiped out anymore. We're Klal Yisrael. Who's going to defend us? So the middle matzah, Yitzchak defended us. And he said, half on me and half on you. So he split the middle matzah. And by the way, just to explain a little further, why are we saying for the Afikoman? He doesn't say something about explain why he's saying for the Afikoman. So he just said the Afikoman because Afikoman is our future. Represents the future in the Korban Pesach. And the future, a maftir and achar Pesach, Afikoman. It's the last thing that you eat. The last taste in your mouth in the time of the Korban Pesach, which is the future Geula. So this middle matz is saved for our Geula, for the meal representing Geula, because that's how we have our Geula. By the Yitzchak, by the Zchus Avos, that's how we're able to make it to the next stage. This over here, again, it's found in the Sefer called Kapuli Charifta, the Haggadah. It's an example of how he has a style of learning questions about the Haggadah and using different Gemaras to bring in ideas that will answer these questions, a fascinating idea. He quotes over here, it's not his own words, he quotes over here from the Haggadah of the Tzidkas Yosef. Now, who that is, I think he has a list, if I recall correctly. I'm trying to find it for you so I can quote the person who he's quoting, who Tzidkas Yosef actually was. See if it's here. I thought it was here. It is here. Tzidkas Yosef, not other than Admorb Yosef, Petersburg. That's all. Not sure that is, but that's who we should remember. Tzidkas Yosef, the person of Yosef in Petersburg, who sent this idea over. Just while we're on this topic, I'll say one more small idea that's not found in this, but I think it's a very important idea anyways, and I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, I saw it originally in the Emes Yaakov, in the Sefer I'll bring in called the Arzel Banon. There's an English version called the Cedars of Lebanon, which goes through more of the modern day. I have a Hebrew version, but they have an English version as well. More modern day, meaning the last generation of Gedolei Hador, of Rosh Yeshiva, and among them is Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Philly? Shmuel's his son. So Shmuel now is Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva in Philadelphia. But Rav Yaakov was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, Rav Chumash, which I quoted many times in the past, called Emes Yaakov. But in his, I think Emes Yaakov actually was found in, he asked the following interesting question. This, I think, is something also brought down to this point of Yitzchak. This Gemara is quoted. He says, you know, every one of the Avos had a nature that was challenged. For example, what's the nature? You think of Avram, what do you think about? What's that? Chesed. Right? That's, no, you're right. It's a good Maisa, but he was the Midah of Chesed. Right? Think of Yaakov, what do you think about?
Emes.
What do you think of Yitzhak? What do you think about?
Wisdom.
Yeah, Yitzhak, maybe. Okay. What else do you think about Yitzhak? That's not a Midah. On a Midah of Yitzhak.
What was it? Wisdom.
So, Mizdah, that's, I don't know if it's a Midah really.
What's
Yaakov was Emes. Avram was Chesed. Yitzhak is called Gvura. Called Gvura, which means strength. Which means he was like Din. Yitzhak was Din. Like everything his father did, he did also. I mean, he was a real follower of the Din, of the rule. Every one of the Avos, says Yaakov Kamenetsky, had a moment in time when they were challenged about their Midah. Where was Avram's Chesed challenged? But how has his been challenged? After that's his nature is to do that. Where do you find out how to go against his nature? Kenes Yitzchak. To kill someone, his own son, is against the Midah of Chesed. But it's not, but again, it's not a Chesed. He was all about Baal Chesed. His tent was open to all four sides. And he's there ready to kill his son. The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So the Midah of Chesed of Avraham Avinu was challenged against Yitzchak. And he passed. How about Yaakov? His meat again was MS all the time. Stealing the brachos, right? Conniving against, well, first stealing, tricking Esav, then still lying to Yitzhak about who he was. Ani Esav Bechorecha, right? Putting on the clothing, a kol Yaakov, by a dying the Esav, he played a role. Lavan tricks Lavan, right? Tries with the sheep, tries to sneak around with Rachel, with the signs. He's all about someone who's playing, you know, a certain role that does not seem so emes, but he's a true person of emes. Now, the greatest way a person deals with his you know, Avodas Hashem is when he goes against his nature. Let's say you're naturally someone who's very kind. Dafka, when you're tough, is when you show Kadosh Baruch Hu how big a servant of Hashem you are. When you go against your nature, let's say you're a lazy person. Let's say even the Sriya, let's say you're a patient person. Naturally patient. To be impatient, L'shem Hashem, is how you show Kadosh Baruch Hu that you really have Hashem. Because you're not using the natural feelings that you always have about your own nature. You're going against them. Where do we see Yitzchak go against his nature of Gvura? Where's his test? Right over here. The Gemara in Shabbos is his test. Why? Because who should be the one who says, listen, there is something wrong, punish him for it. Yitzchak, he's all about Din. But when he realizes right now, when Avram and Yaakov both took a back seat, and by the way, I'll suggest to you, maybe they did so to give Yitzchak the chance to rise above his Midah. So the Tzviak Hatzi points out and says, Yitzchak does that. He rises above that Midah and he says, no, let's find a way to be merciful for them. He goes against his normal Midah of Din to protect Klal Yisrael. And again, I'll suggest to you that it's perhaps the reason why Yaakov and Avram both kind of took a step backwards. Because they wanted Yitzchak to be the one to have the opportunity to go against his Midah to show a true level of Avdus for Kosh Baruch Hu. Wait 1 second, I'll get a question 1 second. And therefore, that's the idea maybe also as to why the middle matzah split and why Dafka was Yitzchak who did it. Because Yitzchak was the opportunity for him to show that he's going out on a limb for Klal Yisrael, even though it was not the nature that usually had nature of Din. So quickly, something we have until now, and we'll stop over here regarding our first Vort on Haggadah. It's not on the Magid, where most people talk, it's on the Yachatz, why is it middle matzah? So again, the Arizal points out, middle matzah is taken Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, that's all that he says. Why are we splitting poor Yitzchak? Why is he getting split? We said over here, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Peitas Mubeis, has a whole drasha. The Yitzchak's idea was to split our chatayim between him and Hashem after breaking it down for manless X amount of time, and how much is he even held accountable for in Shemayim, how much is he actually sitting for, and when it's all said and done, new Kadosh Baruch Hu, take that on you, and if not, I'll take half of me, half of you, together let's bear that weight. And that's why we split it, that's why we save it also for the Afikomen in the second half of it, because Afikomen is really the Geula, it represents the Geula of Korban Pesach, the Geula that's coming later on, and therefore that's why we get our Geula through Yitzchak's sacrifice, and Yitzchak's willingness to overcome his Midah of Din, and to use his patience, and his tolerance to save Klal Yisrael, and that's maybe why we do that, matzah, breaking matzah of Yitzchak. Stop over here regarding this part.